Hey, it's Jamie. I've got a podcast recommendation for you. Hit podcast The Devil Within returns for a brand new season and an all-new format that'll bring you weekly episodes all year long. Cloud 10 brings you the newest installment of the number one podcast, The Devil Within, A Season in Hell. Take a terrifying deep dive into the blistering summer of 1977 and into the monstrous mind of the Son of Sam, the serial killer who held New York City hostage during his bloody rampage. Also available to binge are the first two seasons, The Jersey Devil and The Demons of Yorkshire. I'm about to play you a clip from season three. Make sure you're following The Devil Within wherever you're listening right now, because for the first time, there are going to be brand new episodes each week that explore the unexplained, the demonic, and the paranormal.
Back in Pelham Bay, 6 weeks later, Donna and Jody saw that husky man with curly black hair approach the car, stop about 20 feet away, and quickly pull a gun from the pocket of his jacket. He then assumed a crouching, combat-style stance and raised the weapon with both hands, firmly holding the pistol grip. He fired four times. Jody Valenti was shot once in the leg and would survive the attack. Donna Loria was struck in the head and killed instantly.
The first victim was killed in front of her Bronx apartment building last July 29th. She was 18-year-old Donna Loria, who was sitting in a parked car with a friend late at night when her parents heard the shots.
My wife comes screaming in the hall. They were shot. I ran down. By the time I got down, she was dead in the street.
The assailant quickly retreated back into the darkness and disappeared. Law enforcement had very little to go on. A vague description that matched thousands of men in the city, bullets recovered that were popular and easily attainable, and really nothing else. The girls had no enemies to speak of, no angry ex-boyfriends, no disputes at work. Given the extreme nature of how terrible living conditions had become in the greater New York area, the police were obliged to chalk up this tragedy to a random act of violence. One of many that an unsuspecting public had to deal with every day across the five boroughs. But law enforcement would eventually discover that this was the worst type of attack. It was meticulously planned, while at the same time, completely random. The killer had a purpose and an unflinching will to carry out orders from an authority that only he understood. That night, that muggy July night in New York, the murderer drove home, north, on the Hutchinson River Parkway, with his windows down. It was only 12 miles from where he lived, a lonely apartment in Yonkers overlooking the Hudson River. He could make it in about 20 minutes. He had begun it. He had obeyed and met the demands of his master, for now. He wondered what would be asked of him next, and if he had the strength to once again answer the call. Over the next 4 months, as the NYPD began to make connections in a series of attacks, the press would alert the citizens of New York to be aware of a lunatic roaming the streets and dubbed him the .44 caliber killer. But long before that nickname would come to be synonymous with fear and violence, on this night in July of 1976, as the killer returned home, successful in the evening's hunt, he, and he alone, knew his true identity. He was the Son of Sam.
Binge all three seasons of The Devil Within, plus weekly episodes, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.